I got to go one more before I go there. Y'all ready? Mark Gospel. Put up Mark Gospel chapter. Mark Gospel chapter 7. Let's start with verse 1. We want to find out why people don't get healed. Why people sometimes, let me change that. Why sometimes some people don't get healed because some do. We want to find out why some people don't get delivered. Because see, God is not a respectable God. If he heal one, he'll heal everybody. If he deliver one, he'll deliver everybody. Have you found Mark Gospel chapter 7, verse 31? You ready? And again, departing from the coast of Tyrus and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bringing unto him one that was what? Deaf. I mean, he couldn't hear. And an impediment of speech in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. But watch what happened. They asked him, they begged him. They beseeched him, they approached him, said, Jesus, would you put your hands on this child, this boy? He can't talk, and he can't hear. Verse 33. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers in his ears. And he spit. Y'all get kind of upset when I get to preaching and I spit. But look what he did with his spit. At least mine just fly out there and fall on the floor. But you watch this. And he spit and touched his tongue. You mean to tell me he gonna spit on his hand and then touch my tongue? Now you can see why people don't get healed. They're too self-conscious of their little cute self. And you the one all bound up. You don't care if he walk on your head or something. Pull some water down your back. It don't make no difference, so I get my healing. I can get the spit off. If I'm so concerned about it after I get healed. So, and he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears and he spit. And touched his tongue. Oh, okay, you little clean self. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. That is what? And verse 35 says what? And straightway his ears were open. and the string of his tongue were loose. And he spake plain. Now, why are you going to argue with that? He got results. But I want to back up and point out something you probably didn't even notice. Okay? And look at verse 33. Let's do verse 32 again and 33. And they brought him, and they bringing unto him one that was dead and had an impediment of his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. You know, evidently, they had seen Jesus lay hand on people before. So they wouldn't have been beseeching him to do it if they didn't know anything about it. See, you see how teaching will help. They had seen him do it before. But watch this. Put his hand and beseeching him. But Jesus did what? Jesus, and he took him aside from the multitude. Now, why in the world would Jesus take that boy away from the crowd? Didn't the crowd want to see what's going to happen? Wouldn't you? Well, why in the world would he take him away from the crowd? It was too much doubt and unbelief. He had to get out from around it. So why do some people don't get healed in this congregation? You tweeting, you texting, you Facebooking, you sitting there doing all that stuff. Because you're treating the anointing as a common thing. What if it were you standing here? You need the healing. You the one is in pain. And I go back there and start tweeting, texting. You want me to be anointed? Well, let me go back. Oh, I get off and get that too far. I'll come back there in a little bit. I go as far as I can go today. And so you have to come back next week and get the rest of it. I thought this was going to be a one-shot thing, but I see now I can't do it. It's not going to be. I'm not going to be able to do it. Notice Jesus said, in Luke, the Spirit of the Lord, he wanted the people to know.